අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
මුචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Hello children, welcome you to Rohunu Guru Gedara English lesson for grade 11 students. I am Tilak Ratnayaka, English teacher, Viharagala Mahavidyalaya, Suryaveva. Today I came with another interesting lesson. From today's lesson, we are going to build up your vocabulary using words appropriately and accurately to convey precise meaning. Dear children, there are lots of ways to build up your vocabulary. Here, I do consider on affixes. So today, my lesson is based on affixes. Dear children, you start learning this lesson from grade 6 onwards. As you are going to sit for the O-level examination, this is going to be a revision of all the grades. My dear children, do you like to learn about affixes? Yes, I am pretty sure that you would like to learn about it. Now, let's see what the affixes are. Affixes are the groups of letters that can be added to a word to change its meaning or the word class. Is it clear, children? Shall we repeat it? Affixes are the groups of letters that can be added to a word to change its meaning or the word class. Dear children, affixes can be divided into two types. Affixes can be divided into two types. We call them prefixes and suffixes. What are they? Yes, prefixes and suffixes. Okay, children. First, let's consider on prefixes. What is the prefix? Can you define it? Children, can you define it? Yes, you are right. A prefix is a group of letters that can be added at the beginning of a word. Or, in other words, a prefix is a word part added to the beginning of a root word. Beginning of a root word. Affixes added before the base form of a word are called prefixes. Children, pre means before. Can you remember preschool? Yes, before going to school, where did you go? Yes, you went to preschool. Dear children, prefixes do not generally change the word class. This is very important. Please remember it. Prefixes do not change the word class. Prefixes do not change the word class, but change the meaning of the base word. Change the meaning of the base word. Okay, I hope it's clear to you. Now, let's see some prefixes used in English language. some examples. In, dis, re, un, pre, miss, ill, ir, and im. Let's see some examples and the meaning of these prefixes. Okay? Shall we talk about one by one? In. The meaning is opposite or not. Some examples. Correct. Incorrect. Significant. Insignificant. Dis. Opposite or not. Like, dislike. Honest, dishonest. Re, again. Write, rewrite. Play, replay. Un, it means not. Happy, unhappy. Kind, unkind. Pre, it means before. View, preview. Historic, prehistoric. Miss, it means wrong. Understand, misunderstand. Use, misuse. Ill, badly. Legal, illegal. Treat, ill-treat. Ir, that shows opposite. Relevant, irrelevant. Regular, irregular. Im, it means not. Possible, impossible. Patient, impatient. Right, children? I'm sure that's clear to you. Okay, my dear children. Now I'm sure you have a clear idea about prefixes. Now, let's see about suffixes. Children, what is a suffix? Yes, I hear some of you are trying to define. Okay. Suffix is a group of letters that can be used at the end of a word. In other words, suffix is a word part added the end of a root word or base form. Is it clear to you, children? Unlike prefixes, suffixes frequently change the word class. Suffixes frequently change the word class. Noun into verb, adjective into verb, verb into adjective, noun into adverb, noun into adjective, like that. Suffixes frequently change the word class. So that's very important. Remember it. Not like prefixes. Suffixes change the word class. Now let's see some examples of suffixes used in English language. Full, less, ness, li, est, fully. Okay? Let's see their meaning and some examples. Full. Full of. Beauty. Beautiful. Color. Colorful. Less. Without. Use. Useless. Care. Careless. Ness. State of. Good. goodness. Happy, happiness. That means more or one who does. Big, bigger. Tall, taller. Write, writer. Teach, teacher. Li, how. Neat, neatly. Clear, clearly. Est, superlative form. Long, longest. Tall, tallest. Fully, to the greatest degree. Faith, faithfully. Beauty, beautifully. Okay, dear children, I am sure now you know that what is a prefix and what is a suffix. Is it clear to you? Right. Now take your activity sheet. Take your activity sheet. Have you got it? I'm sure it is with you. Look at the lesson on affixes. In the first task, you are going to draw a box around the prefixes and draw a circle around the suffixes. Are you sure about the instructions? How many words are there? Yes, there are 10 words in the first activity. Let's do it and check the answers. Read the first word, unnatural. Very good. What did you do? Box or circle? Yes, very good. You have done well. Un is the prefix. And you boxed it. Then the second word, worthless. Worthless. Yes, you circle the suffix less. Am I correct, children? Okay. The third one, troublesome. Yes, you circle the suffix some. Next one is discourage. Discourage. Okay, children, I hear your voice. You have done well. Dis is the prefix. Did you box it? Yes. Let's move on to the fifth one. Are you ready with your answer? The word is replace. What did you do? Yes, you boxed the prefix re. Correct? Then the next word is kindness. Kindness. Did you draw a box? No. It's a suffix. Kind is the root word. You added ness at the end. So it becomes a suffix. Next one is sadly. Yes. What is it? Adding ly to the base form? Sad. It is a suffix. Next two words, careless and careful. Careless, careful. Again, what are they? Yes, they too are suffixes. I hope you have circled them. The last word is impossible. What did you draw? A box. Very good. Im is a prefix. Okay, children. What about your marks? All correct? Yes, well done. I'm really happy about you. Can you hear my clapping? Okay, my dear children. Now we are going to do the second activity. Look at your worksheet. Are you ready? Are you ready with that? Can you read with me? Fill in the table using the words given below. It is going to be very easy. Okay, shall we check the answers? In the first column, what are you going to write? Words with prefixes. You are going to write words with prefixes. Then you are going to separate them. Prefix and the root word. Prefix and the root word. Shall we read? Check the answers. Dishonest. Dis is the prefix. Honest is the root word. Impossible. Impossible. Irresponsible. Ir plus responsible. Preschool. Pre plus school. Preview. Pre is the prefix. View is the root word. Redo. Redo. Unable. Un is the prefix. Able is the base form. Uncommon. Un is the prefix. Common is the root word. Unhappy. Un is the prefix. Happy is the root word. Is it clear to your children? Now let's see the other side. Words with suffixes. Suffix, you have to separate the suffix and the root word. Beautiful. Full is the suffix. Beauty is the root word. Careful. Full is the suffix. Care is the root word. Careless. Less is the suffix. Care is the root word. Development. Ment is the suffix. Develop is the root word. Ly. Ly is the suffix. Happy is the root word. Less is the suffix. And hope is the root word. Dear children, is it clear to you now? There you separated the suffixes and affixes. The affixes and the base form of the word. Now, we are moving to the last activity in your activity sheet. This type of questions will appear in your O-level paper. This is a model activity. Can you read the instructions? Fill the blanks with the correct form of the word given in brackets. Are you ready with that? Let's check your answers. Can you read the first sentence? We saw very, come on children, very beautiful flowers in Mirijavila Dry Zone Botanical Garden. What is the correct word you use there? Beauty is the base form. Yes, you add suffix. Beautiful, very beautiful. Have you got the correct answer? Okay, children, very good. Now, let's see the second sentence. Can you read with me? The speech given by the MOH was very useful to the students. You are correct. Shall we read the next one? The chair is very within bracket comfortable. Can you give me another? Yes. The chair is very uncomfortable. Can you give me another? Okay. I'm sure you have filled it correctly. Now let's move on to the next sentence. As he saw a fire in the wire, he, yes, disconnected it. Okay, children. Last sentence. He expressed his love, how? Indirectly, by giving her a rose. Okay, my dear children, I'm very sure that you have done the activity easily. Now we have come to the end of our lesson today. These types of questions will appear in your O-level English paper. So what you have to do is practice more and more. I told you, affixes starts from grade 6. So go through your past memories and build up your vocabulary with affixes. That will help you to get practice and get ready for your target. And also do the activity in your workbook, page number 3. So let's wind up for today. Hope you all enjoy the lesson. Thank you all for participating in the educational program of Rohunu Guru Gedara. Today, I focused on grade 11 English lesson. I am Tilak Ratnayaka, English teacher, Viharagala Mahavidyalaya, Suryaveva. I'll meet you once again with another interesting lesson. Goodbye, children.
Avakashi Pasala
Meengapi Ispooli
Gamin Nagare Dooputunta Denumaran Gedarata Ena
Poojiyape Radio Iskale
Ruhunu Guru Gedara